Dar inelul îți va seți, hazar n-ați o țărță cheții. Dar inelul îți va seți, hazar n-ați o țărță cheții. Sârdiți țarii.
Listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard at translator K220HR Hood River at 91.9 FM, and translator K282BH in Philomath at 104.3 FM. And we're streaming at the top of our
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Welcome to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots. A weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a global audience, produced at a different location every week.
There'd be an elementary school with like 500 kids, and then there'd be an amphitheater with like 5,000 kids. And there's nothing like having the kids raise their fists and scream at the top of their lungs, "We've got the power! We've got the power!"
I'm Stephanie Schubert with Pacifica Network. Today on Sprouts, April is Earth Month. April 22nd is Earth Day, and we are talking with Earth Man, also known as Lanny Smith. Lanny travels with the Planet Earth Project Band, performing in theaters, schools, festivals, houses of worship, and more, talking about the need to care for the Earth. So we're going to have a chat and play some songs. Welcome, Lanny.
Hey, Stephanie.
I would imagine that as December is to Santa Claus, April is to Earthman. are you extra busy these days?
My life has been very busy April with all the schools and the festivals, which is fortunate and unfortunate because every day must be Earth Day. It doesn't matter if it's April or September or December, we've got to take care of our planet, which takes care of us.
You reach people and talk about the Earth through music. And what I hear in your music is a sense of urgency. And that must relate to your saying that every day is Earth Day.
Urgency, yes. We're in an urgent time because of what we're doing with the atmosphere in the heating up of our planet. which is dangerous to all of us, but especially our kids. You know, I performed for probably 2 million children. And, you know, I looked in their eyes and they're full of wonder and possibility and what can we do to make a difference. And my message in the songs, the core message is educate and then activate yourself, because knowledge is power. But you could be the smartest person on the planet and sit on the couch and not do anything. So we have to activate ourselves to become involved any way we can to create solutions.
I think this is a good time to cue up the first song, don't you?
Okay, great.
Let's listen to Activate.
You're acting quite obscene. All we gotta do so everybody wins is educate, then activate yourself.
Use your power.
Activate yourself.
There are two things we've gotta do to save our Earth's environment. The first thing we gotta do is we gotta educate ourselves, because knowledge is power. Activate yourself.
Educate.
Educate.
Activate.
Educate.
Activate.
Stop that polluting. You know what I mean. If you're polluting, you're acting quite obscene.
All I gotta do
so everybody wins is educate, then activate yourself.
Use your power.
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 Activate yourself.
Yes, that was Lanny Smith and the Planet Earth Project Band with Activate. Lanny is talking today on Sprouts. Lanny, I'm curious, can you walk us through a school event that you would do with your band, what that would look like?
Well, there are different sizes. There'd be an elementary school with like 500 kids, and then there'd be an amphitheater with like 5,000 kids. And there's nothing like having the kids raise their fists and scream at the top of their lungs, "We've got the power! We've got the power!" And even though they may not know what they're saying, they're absorbing that energy of saying, "We've got the power." And whether it's the 5,000 or the 500 kids, all the students got assignment sheets from Earthman on doing certain actions, learning certain things, having the lyrics that they could learn from. It's not just see the concert and that's it. I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted to continue their education process.
In our conversation so far, you talk about reaching children. Is that a core value that you have?
Yes, and I love third grade to fifth grade students because they're wide-eyed. They still believe good things can happen, and their hormones haven't kicked in like they do in middle school, which completely blinds them to everything. And that's a great age, and I can't tell you how many children have thanked me when they're grown up and told me my concert made a difference in their lives and got them committed to making a difference, from conserving water, or that H2O, which is the song, and carpool, or better yet, do your work over the internet, which is much more popular these days. Walk, use a bike, doesn't matter. Just if you're a kid, you can do that. If you're an adult, you've got the power to vote.
Well, you mentioned the H2O song. Should we cue that one up next?
Ooh, yeah, I love it.
Lanny, your music covers a lot of genres. There's rock, there's jazz, there's blues, there's hip-hop, there's country, all with the same core message of the earth. Was that intentional, to cover a lot of genres of music?
Well, I would write the songs, and then we go into the studio with my wonderful co-producer, Claudio Spivak, who's a brilliant Brazilian guitar player. And we would produce these in different ways, depending on the audience we wanted to reach. The song H2O, the hip-hop tune, was all over urban radio when we had a drought in South Florida earlier in this century. We had a really bad drought. And so we wanted to create it in a field that was commercial. My main thought was it had to be commercial with message. And I think we achieved that. And we were been on NPR many times, and jazz radio, and different places to share the message.
You're listening to Sprouts, radio from the grassroots, a weekly program bringing you local radio productions of global interest. I'm Stephanie Schubert with Pacifica Network. Lanny Smith and his alter ego Earthman are joining us today. Lanny and the Planet Earth Project Band travel all over, sharing their Earth message through music, including the Times Square concert in New York for the International Concert of Peace. Today, Lanny is sharing some of his music and message during Earth Month. The first song that I saw as a music video on your website is called Earthman Blues.
It's Earthman Blues.
Delightful. It made me laugh I love the image of you in a black blues hat with shades. The costume is, there's just a tiny hole for your head, and then you become a great globe of a man and a giant bubble earth surrounding you. It gives very strong Kool-Aid Man vibes. Something tells me that that character is the core character of Earthman.
Well,
is that correct?
You know, I did this character, I did the Earthman Blues in a concert in Times Square, New York last September. And the reaction always to the guy in the earth is like, what is that? But the music is so good and the band is so good that it delivers. That's what, I mean, I have a bit of a kosher ham in me. I knew that the blues had to be a part of this. And so I created the character, and it's really a lot of people's favorite song, favorite character.
Let's listen to Earthman Blues.
Hello, you want to burn it?
Hey, hello everybody. This is the Earthman Blues Man here with the Planet Earth Project. And we all got the blues living on planet Earth. Too much traffic on the highways, too much pollution in the air. But we gonna tell you about it right now. Non-smoking! An earth man, and I've got the blues.
Earthman's got the blues.
Too many people in this ecosystem are making the night bad news. So lock all the car doors, pull down those shades. We're gonna have to change our ways. Sitting in traffic, ooh, out on I-95.
Out on 95.
Bumba-da-bumba-da-bumba-da-bumba. Are you feeling like a bee in a big beehive? But in 20 years, we'll be millions more. We better think about what's in store. Of LA to the built-on Everglades, we're gonna have to make a choice before it's too late. Ooh, we've got to choose. So we're telling everybody our Earthman's got the blues. Oh yeah, tell about it now. Crowded cities to the global climate change. We're gonna have to make a choice before it's too late. Yeah, we got to choose. Oh, we're gonna lose. So we're telling everybody Earthman's got the blues. In Seattle, Houston, Atlanta, and Boston, we're telling everybody Earthman's got the blues. In Nashville, Miami, and in a hometown near you, we're telling everybody Earthman's got said Earth Man's got the blues.
Oh, man. That's great. It's interesting that you said you talked to adults who were kids when they heard your message, and they responded to you when they were grown-ups, and they said how grateful they were for your message, which brings us to the fact that you've been doing this since 1995. You're at your 30-year anniversary.
Actually, it was 92 when I came up with the idea for Earthman. And shortly after that, made the first costume.
Did you always have, growing up, a sensibility for the environment?
I was always writing songs, but I moved into the arts on the environment because I knew I could make a difference. Peace by itself, how do you teach peace? But if you do it through environmental education, you can create that. But I studied journalism and communications at the University of Florida because my mom insisted. I lost my dad when I was young. So my mom insisted that I do something that could earn a living.
You were going to school for communications in Florida. And then you saw that Jimmy Carter was running for governor of Georgia.
Yes, I met him at a Young Democrats meeting, and I almost asked him to please pass the ketchup because I didn't know who he was. But I listened to him, and he certainly impressed me and many others.
Who felt the calling to help him out?
Yes. I was a volunteer, and I used to pick up then Governor Carter up in my little Datsun B210 and drive him to home parties in Miami. And then we got to know each other really well. And then I take him back to the airport. And I once asked him, Governor Carter, how do you expect to win the presidency with 30 people in a backyard? And what he told me really influenced me. He said to me, Lanny, if you speak the truth and the time is right, anything is possible. And he signified a person who respected the American experience and history and tried to improve it, at least with putting solar panels on the White House. And then he lived a life of service. And so I really respected, and he inspired me to do my best. After I left the Carter campaign, I worked for a small newspaper in West Palm Beach. I was always writing songs. I think the first song I wrote was River of Grass, honoring Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who was the founder of the movement to save the Everglades. And she'd been doing it for 50 years. And it's called River of Grass, after the Everglades River of Grass, her book. You know, Marjorie used to write that there are times where the sun was blocked out by the massive amount of birds in the air.
Another song that you have is called Come In Planet Earth. And you mentioned to me before this broadcast that there's a story behind it that has to do with the space shuttle.
Yes. The song went up in the space shuttle twice. And it's funny because I lived in Nashville a long time, and I had this guy walk in to my wife's bookstore called The Out of Book Experience. And we were talking, and he said, he's a songwriter, but so is the mailman and the garbage man, and everybody's a songwriter in Nashville. And he said his ex-wife, Bonnie Dunbar, was an astronaut. And so, boom, boom, the bells went off. I said, well, why don't we write a song about being in space and looking down upon the planet? And so this is the story of a woman astronaut who's 200 miles in space, and looking down and being amazed on how beautiful and how peaceful and how clean the planet looks, and that there are no borders in space. Then she begins to wonder, well, will we win or lose it all? And she calls out to the people of the Earth and says, come in, planet Earth, are you listening? And this very gifted country artist by the name of Karen Taylor Good recorded it in 7 languages. Now, I work with the translators to work on the lyric and make sure that it was saying what I wanted to say. And then she worked with a singer of those languages, and she's gifted to be able to sing all of it. So it's in English, Spanish, Russian, Japanese, Chinese, French, and German. And they're all beautiful. And so the song was taken up by the first astronaut, Bonnie shared it. And then later in the year, Krista McAuliffe, she was the first teacher in space who perished in the Challenger disaster.
The flight that exploded.
Right. We talked, and she was looking for something that she could share in her lesson with all the children on the Earth about what it's like. And she had a heart for saying the same thing I was saying. And unfortunately, she perished. But it went up at least partway with her.
Let's listen to Come In Planet Earth. Are you listening?
Come in, planet Earth, are you listening? The world is just an island in the sky. If we can fly among the stars, we can find the truth within our hearts. Love's the only way we can survive. If we can fly among the stars, we can find the truth within our hearts. Love's the only way we can survive. Come in, planet Earth. Are you listening?
Is there anything else that you want to mention?
I hope you have time to play the Pledge and Earth Anthem. And then I appreciate you very much doing what you're doing and helping to get the word out about this and other topics that you cover, because journalism and radio, especially community radio that reaches out, it's sometimes the only place that communities are getting local news. And as it becomes more intense economically and peacefully, I have hope that humans, no matter what we go through on this planet of ours, that we will find a way, and that love is the key. Because if we're helping and caring and sharing, then love is around and we're taking action.
Lanny Smith, Earthman, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Listen to this message, no matter who you are, from all across the nation and underneath the stars. Somewhere deep inside you is a special song, and when you start to hear it, you will dance along. When everybody's helping,
love is around.
Everybody's caring,
love is around.
When everybody's sharing,
love is around.
Love is around.
I pledge allegiance to sing.
I pledge allegiance to the earth.
That's it for Sprouts. You have been listening to Earthman Lanny Smith and the Planet Earth Project Band. You heard some of their songs: Activate, H2O, Earthman Blues, Come In Planet Earth, Love Is Around, and the Pledge and Earth Anthem. You can find more at earthman.tv. Special thanks to our guest, Lanny Smith. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday by Poison Control Center. Sprouts is a weekly program produced in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the globe. The program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. If you or someone at your station has a radio production you wish to showcase globally on Sprouts, contact our air traffic controller, Ursula Rudenberg, at ursula@pacifica.org. I'm Stephanie Schubert with Pacifica Network. Thank you for listening, and see you next week on Sprouts.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at